Rich Conti here, bringing you another episode of the CDC Tech Life podcast from our studio inside the Charleston Digital Corridor's flagship incubator on Morrison Drive. Digital technologies have been transforming just about every industry for several decades now. Creative industries, such as animation, are especially primed for ongoing transformation as technologies advance and evolve. In today's interview, we're fortunate to talk with the CEO of a Charleston-based animation studio that has positioned themselves on the leading edge of technology to drive their mission of providing rich, interactive experiences. This episode is brought to you by Google. Google's mission is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. Their Berkeley County, South Carolina data center represents a total investment of $2.9 billion and demonstrates their long-term commitment to the region and state. Our guest on this episode of the Charleston Digital Corridor Tech Life podcast is Ben Davis. Ben is co-founder and CEO of Moondog Animation Studio. Well, welcome to the show, Ben.
Hi, Rich. Thanks for having me.
And actually, I should say welcome back. Actually, you were one of our early guests on a previous incarnation of this podcast, so it's great to catch up with you and sort of hear more about the Moondog story, seven, 8 years later. It's pretty crazy. Ben, can you start by giving us an overview of Moondog Animation? In particular, what you see as your unique niche in the animation market?
Sure. Yeah. So Moondog Animation Studio, we're an animation studio. We started 13 years ago in France, moved here 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And our specialty is long form storytelling mm-hmm. and animation and also interactive experiences. We did a lot of museum content, touchscreen interactives, augmented reality, virtual reality. So our niche is usually anything digital that can help us tell a story. Mm-hmm. Moondog's mission is to bring joy and understanding to millions through animation and interactive experiences that make you feel like you're part of them.
That's great. Can you tell us about some of the other key members of the team? I know you have some co-founders.
Sure, yeah. So JM Cayette moved over from France with me. Mm-hmm. We're right now two founder owners. Mm-hmm. And our team, Justin Jones, head of interactives, Jessica Korn, line producer, mm-hmm. Diana is our production coordinator. Should mention Rajiv Kapoor, also business development, mm-hmm. Business trailblazer, actually, is his title. Benji Sasson, also business development and product. And our team, really, our core never really grows much more than that. Mm-hmm. We expand then for projects in and out based on what the mission is.
Tell us the origin story of Moondog and how you ended up in the Charleston area from France.
It felt like our turn to try an animation studio back 13 years ago. Yeah. We were a little... Ignorance is bliss, right? We're a little oblivious to the fact that it was going to be complicated to start a business, to run a business, to grow a business. Yeah. But we did realize that after 3 years, we had to be in the United States. Mm-hmm. Just different mindsets. We love France. Living there is actually mm-hmm. wonderful. Mm-hmm. But here, the spirit of entrepreneurship, the fact that you can just try anything in the United States is something that's pretty rare in the world. Yeah. So coming here and being able to start something that could get big for the big projects that we want to do, that was important. So we moved here in 2013. We slowly but surely evolved from doing simply animation to mm-hmm. then doing a VR experience for mm-hmm. Patriots Point, an augmented reality mm-hmm. demonstration for cosmetic brand, projection mapping for Patriots mm-hmm. Point. We grew and grew into being able to tell the stories of the deep seas in St. Louis. I know that's not next to the sea, but they built an aquarium there. Yeah. Or Apollo 11's 50th anniversary, landing on the moon at Kennedy Space Center. Yeah. That was a privilege to tell that story, and always with the point of putting you in the middle. So it didn't become an off topic for us. It really just expanded our tool set to tell those same stories in which you can feel part of. Always striving for excellence. And interestingly, COVID came at a point where it took away all of the museum experiences, everything mm-hmm. interactive we were doing, but transformed them. The solutions we were building for the museums often translated. Quick example, we came up with this puppeteer system mm-hmm. so that the character could speak to the audience at the St. Louis Aquarium. The week after COVID closed down museums and everything, Tommy the Otter was speaking to the kids through YouTube Live and their Facebook page and all that because they could transpose it. So now it's a different world again. The words like Web3 and NFT and metaverse have come up, but it's still the same thing. It's still our core specialty is to tell stories in which you feel part of with whatever tool happens to be the way.
Yeah. You mentioned the interactive experiences and all those technologies, AR, digital twin technologies. It's all about, you know, that interactivity. And people think about these technologies and think primarily about entertainment and education, but there's really broader applications, things like city planning, et cetera.
Yes. And that's a great point. Our tools allow us to tell stories in cartoon form, but it's the same tools that allow us to think of digital twins. Mm-hmm. And we're thinking as big as cities and as small as even individual parts in industry. There's a lot of applications, and actually it's partnerships that we're building right now so that we can address the industry needs in interactives for planning, all those purposes. So it's a new market actually for us.
What were some of the early challenges you faced? You know, you talked about sort of being a little bit naive about what it would take to start a business. Maybe, you know, you came here and said, okay, this is, you know, the place to build a business. But what were some of the headwinds maybe you faced when you got here?
I think naively, we thought we could just express a great idea and the means to make it would just come to us. Yeah. A lot more preparation. Yeah. Meant much more controls over even finances, legal, everything, just growing up into a real company, not just a bunch of entrepreneurs. And we're also creative too. Often creatives are guilty of not following through on the details.
Execution part.
Exactly. So that's been very formative over the last 10 years. My role actually has evolved over it. I used to be the CTO of the company. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago, I had the honor of taking the CEO role. Mm-hmm. And it's fascinating to have to understand absolutely all the aspects that delivers a great cartoon at the end.
Yeah.
But some of them you don't talk about.
The
CFO is really an important part of our team too.
Yeah, folks, a lot of times, you know, we'll get into entrepreneurship, particularly around technology, because they're passionate about the idea and that's sort of what drives them. But the business of the business is just as much as, if not a bigger part of the ultimate success. And that's, you know, can be a tough transition for a lot of folks.
Sure. Yeah.
What are some of the milestones or achievements you're most proud of with Moondog?
The biggest achievement that you can see outward facing probably would be Kennedy Space Center. It was such a big project to have to, we had to wrap our minds around what it was to travel to space. The 400,000 people it took to get up there, not just the three that actually went on that first landing on the moon. It was fascinating learning everything on the topic. It was also fascinating learning everything, having to deal with entities like Kennedy Space Center, NASA, and just the approval process.
Yeah.
RFPs like we've never seen before. And that was a big project for us. But I think the biggest one currently is on Peacock, our show Weird Waters. Mm-hmm. You can stream now seasons 1 and 2.
That's great. We're Peacock subscribers, so we'll definitely have to check it out. I'm sure my 11-year-old will enjoy it. Yes. You know, you mentioned being here in Charleston now for 10 years, gosh, a decade. And you've got sort of an interesting perspective on what's been a decade of just incredible growth here in Charleston in the entrepreneur and tech communities, but your role is sort of both a technologist and a creative. Has been your experience sort of watching the growth of this community?
It's grown a lot already. I can say that in the last 10 years and even the last 5, I've really seen the area expand.
Yeah.
A lot of influx, and in a good way, I'm seeing a lot more energy in the connections. It's refreshing us to have new come into town. It's also, I feel it's forming stronger friendships with the ones that have been in town for longer. We feel like with our 10 years that we dropped in at the end of the old and the beginning of the new almost, but that's been great.
Yeah.
I mean, having our foot on both sides has been really neat. And I think here, even at the Charleston Tech Center and being able to meet more and more like-minded entrepreneurs, especially with how our deliverable applies to absolutely every field.
Yeah.
It's for us a privilege to be able to hear all the different directions that these initiatives are going.
Yeah, it's nice sort of being in that position of having feet in both worlds, right? You know, you've got the relationships with and the connections with the folks who've been here, have done things and know what it takes to make it happen. And at the same time, you know, you're seeing some of the folks come in with newer, different ideas and in, you know, a business that you're in, there's a lot of applicability and you get that really nice sort of cross-fertilization of ideas, but exactly. The foundation to back it up and actually sort of drive execution if, you know, there's something that's really worthwhile.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
Talk to me a little bit about, I noticed, you know, in addition to Moondog, there's an offshoot, Lunchbox Labs. What's your intent in starting that and how it relates to the work going on at Moondog?
Yeah. So Lunchbox Labs, we started just 6 months ago. And that was after producing Weird Waters, we realized that Meticulous Media, with whom we did most of the work, it made sense to join forces. By joining forces, we can take a napkin idea all the way to distribution. There's no disconnect. And the result is out there on Peacock. You can see two seasons. We're right now building three more projects through the same process.
Oh, wow.
And what's unique with what Lunchbox can do is we do not need to go through the normal channels of wondering if Netflix wants our project or wondering if Peacock will distribute it. We've found a way to build projects one step at a time that allows us to first discover, design, and then phase up into building out the pre-production and then phase into production. It gives digestible milestones. And as they grow, funding becomes more and more accessible. And Lunchbox allows us to now address any creative series or feature film even that would not necessarily even exist actually if it went through the normal channels.
Right.
There's a lot of creative content out there that can exist. It's just we've got to figure out how to get it made.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, what's next for Moondog? Is there anything listeners should be looking out for in particular?
Most under NDAs.
I love it. That just means there's great, interesting, valuable stuff that's coming along the pike.
There's a lot of fun things, though. Yeah. Keep an eye on Dig South.
Okay.
We're going to be speaking about digital twins, on one of the panels there. Also, keep an eye for future series that we will be producing. Really, just keep an eye on us, and we will be announcing bigger projects coming up. We have just started another long-form series this Monday, actually.
Oh, wow.
And it has the equivalent length and scope as Weird Waters did.
Well, yeah, if you're going to Dig South, look for that panel. That should be interesting. And if you're not aware of Dig South, check it out. It's a great technological, entrepreneurial, creative event based here in Charleston, really covering regionally the whole Southeast. So it's a pretty big event, and it's a lot of great content. Well, where can listeners go to just learn more about Moondog and keep up with what you're doing?
You can find us on our websites, moondoganimation.com and lunchboxlabs.xyz. It's one of the more Web3 handles there. Our social handles. And in general, if you're in the area, we show up at the different meetups.
Well, Ben Davis, co-founder and CEO of Moondog Animation Studio, thanks for joining us today. And it was great to see you again.
Great. Thanks, Rich, for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
I love catching up with former guests, and it was great to talk to Ben again. While a lot has changed in Charleston, and for Moondog since we last spoke in 2015, it's great to see them still having success and being an integral part of the Charleston tech and entrepreneur communities. I want to thank our sponsor for this episode, Google. Google's mission is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. Their Berkeley County, South Carolina data center represents a total investment of $2.9 billion and demonstrates their long-term commitment to the region and state. I want to also thank Ernest and the team at the Charleston Digital Corridor for their support and partnership in bringing you the show. Look for the show wherever you find your favorite podcasts. And while you're there, leave us a rating or review and subscribe so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And of course, follow the Charleston Digital Corridor to stay up to date on all of the happenings here in Charleston. I'm Rich Conti, and this has been the Charleston Digital Corridor Tech Life Podcast.